But the ape-man went on with his drinking until he had had his fill. Then he arose, slowly, with the easy grace of a creature of the wilds and all the quiet dignity that was his birthright. Numa halted as he saw the man standing at the very spot where the king would drink. His jaws were parted and his cruel eyes gleamed. He growled and advanced slowly. The man growled too, backing slowly to one side and watching not the lion's face but its tail. Should that commence to move from side to side in quick, nervous jerks, it would be well to be upon the alert, and should it rise suddenly erect, straight and stiff, then one might prepare to fight or flee, but it did neither. So Tarzan merely backed away, and the lion came down and drank scarce 50 feet from where the man stood. Tomorrow they might be at one another's throats, but today there existed one of those strange and inexplicable truces which so often are seen among the savage ones of the jungle. Before Numa had finished drinking, Tarzan had returned into the forest and was swinging away in the direction of the village of Mbonga, the Black Chief. It had been at least a moon since the ape-man had called upon the Gomangani. Not since he had...